Hey friends, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. This is Shelly, and I'm your host for this podcast, and I know what you're going to say, but Shelly, it's Friday. Your episodes don't drop until Monday. That's true, but once in a while, if you've been listening to me on occasion, I will have a bonus episode on Fridays, and today is a bonus episode with my mentor and gorgeous friend, Janine Finney, author of two books, Flip Flop CEO and If the Shoe Fits. And we have a conversation about options for women, in particular, network marketing. And all right, before you start groaning, listen to this podcast. We welcome thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions, and objections, because I think a lot of us get stuck in this way of thinking, or we've had a bad experience 30 years ago or yesterday, but you've not worked with us. You have not worked with me and Janine as a team. And one of the really cool things about this conversation we had was we talked a lot about, where do you want to be 100 days from now? What is your next 100 days going to look like? Because you know, and it's true, time's going to pass. Regardless of what you do or how you create your life or change your life, time is going to move on with or without you. Okay, friends. Hey, before we get started real quick, this is the audio of a live video done in the Facebook group. If you have not joined the Facebook group, as of today, we have 5,300 amazing women in there. I'll drop the link down below. And also, if you'd like to support this podcast, this DIY, independent, no ads, no sponsors podcast, become a Patreon. I'll put that link down below in the show notes as well. Okay, friends, on to mine and Janine's conversation. We'll just have a conversation today about a topic that we are super duper passionate about. So I will go first. I think most of you know me. I'm Shelly. I'm the creator of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned, the Facebook group, and the podcast. And one of the things I always say, Janine, and I don't know if you know this or not, but if you go to Alexa and say, Alexa, play Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned podcast, she will. I just think that's so freaking amazing. So
that is,
I always have to plug that.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you, Janine.
So I am a recovering skeptic, a recovered skeptic of, so I'm somebody that ended up in a place that I never thought I would be. I've spent 30 plus years in corporate America and did the whole, you know, climbing up the career ladder. And after 10 years with the last company I was with, the company was sold, and I had, you know, did not know what I was going to do. I had a major identity crisis. And at the same time, my youngest daughter had just graduated from college, and she got a job, and it was a shock to her that work looked the way work looked. She thought she was going to be able to do work around her fun things instead of having her fun things end up with the leftover time she had.
Yeah. So
she got really excited because she discovered something called network marketing. And she came home and told me about it and said, oh my gosh, Mom, we could do this together. This is the greatest thing I've ever heard of. And I was, you know, her first dream stealer. I wanted nothing to do with it because of an experience 30 plus years ago. And, you know, just absolutely refused to listen to anything she had to say because I had an experience. I knew what it was about and I didn't want anything to do with it. And we battled for a year, me trying to convince her that she was being naive, and she trying to convince me that this was brilliant and couldn't understand why the heck I didn't see it too. And so finally, I did my due diligence to really convince her that this was not a legitimate business model, that all the promises people were making were not true. And what I found out is that I was basing my experience about network marketing on one situation that had happened 30 plus years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was the business model itself was pretty darn brilliant too. So
Yeah.
just, you know, said, okay, let's do this. I was looking for a way to replace my six-figure income, but I needed to do it with the freedom and the flexibility to do it from wherever I was, because we travel in the summer, really, we travel for 6 months a year because it's hot in Arizona. And so that's what I was looking for. And we really walked into the business with beginning with the end in mind, with a real plan to achieve a certain goal, which was to get to a six-figure income as quickly as we could. And with the freedom and flexibility, building the designing the business in a way that was not about us having to be in one place to do it. And it worked. And so then I realized there's a lot of other people out there that you know, have the same feeling about network marketing that I did. And I couldn't stand to just continue to let all of these misconceptions be what people believe to be the truth. So yeah. We became authors of two books, The Flip Flop CEO and Does the Shoe Fit, to really help people understand this business model, understand what it is, what it isn't, so that more people can make a really informed decision about whether or not it's right for them. Because it's not right for everyone. But I just want people to make an informed decision and not be operating like I was with outdated beliefs.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have, I'm going to put some stuff in the group here as we're talking, but you know, if you have questions or, you know, any question at all, right, Janine, if you have a question, a comment, you know, if you were like Janine and 30 years ago, you were hoodwinked, you know, let us know that. And I think that's so interesting that, you know, cause we all do it in some aspects of our life, something happened 10 years ago and it's like that forever. And, you know, it's not true. Things change and evolve. So if you've got questions or comments, Janine is like, she is like the encyclopedia for, even if you have objections, you know, we want to hear those as we go through this conversation. Please feel free to click the Zoom link, jump on here in Zoom with us if you would like, or post comments in Facebook. So one of the things that we talked about before we started was your budding friendship with Seth Godin. So if you want to, and I posted it in the event, what you talked about, but it was just so good. So if you could just sort of chat about what you saw today and how that resonated with you.
Yes, I'm a raving fan of Seth Godin's, and so I get his daily newsletter in my inbox, and today's was just so perfect for our discussion, because apparently it's the 100th day of the year, and I think you posted the newsletter, Shelley, so, you know, everybody can read it if they're interested. But what I think is so important is that he talks about, you know, for us to think about what we want our lives to look like 100 days from now. And if we want to create something different, we have to do something different. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And I think that's it's simple, but it's profound, because I think most of us put off till tomorrow or next week or next year, and we don't make the little changes that end up being big changes. All we have to do is something little. And you talk about this all the time with daily habits. And, you know, but everything is that way. If we start making little changes today, we're going to get really big results that will be different in the future. And it's important to think about what we want to create in our lives.
It is. And I think that's a perfect, I love that. And those of you who don't follow Seth Godin, his blog, his daily newsletter blog posts are like, what, 50 words long. I mean, they're short, concise, so you're not going to be like my newsletter that's 2 pages long. But you know, you can spend like a really short amount of time getting some great information. And I love that, because I always heard the people say things like, time's going to pass anyway. You know, and I just, you know, excuse my language, but I always thought, back in the day when I didn't want to work on myself, or I was just so mired down in all
that I thought was wrong in my life. I just thought that stuff was bullshit because I did not want to hear it. I did not want to hear it. But here I am almost 2 years later with a podcast. If I had not done that, and I think this speaks to network marketing too, because that's how I met Janine, you know? And so to let an opportunity, and not just network marketing, but everything, to let an opportunity go by just because, you know, something happened a few years ago, or you don't think you can do it, or whatever, or you're too old, or you don't know the tech, or whatever, I think you are not serving yourself well. Because through my journey of not only podcasts, but network marketing, the people I have met has been life changing. If you grab a hold of something that you think you would like to try or do, there's lots of things I've done, Janine, that I'm like, I ain't ever doing that again, ever. Yeah. You know, like writing copy for RV website. Never again will I write copy for an RV website. But, and I know you're a big RV person, no offense, but writing copy was kind of boring. But anyway, my point is, you know, if you don't like something, fine, let it go. But like your mom always used to say, you don't know till you try. So I have just, with network marketing, podcasting, all the women I have met through these adventures has just been life-changing. And I know it's the same with you because you have a podcast.
Yes. I wanted to just address a couple things you said. I want to say too that somebody could have had a bad experience with network marketing yesterday. It doesn't have to have been 30 years ago.
Well, that's true.
Because there still are bad experiences out there happening every day. Yeah. But the thing is that don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Because we're all people and people do things differently. And one experience or three experiences of this situation doesn't mean that it would be the same experience for you. So you bring yourself into this. So that's why it's just really important to understand it. Most people don't understand it before they get into it. And the other thing I want to say is that our topic is, you know, girls just want to have choices or options. And I love to talk about options. What are the options for women over 50 or for women that are almost getting really, really close to 70, like I am? I can't even imagine when I say that word, it just doesn't equate. But when we get, you know, 50 is one thing, but when you're over 60 or over 65, what are your choices? And the truth is that you won't, we always think that someday, we've got plenty of time until then. But the truth is, you know, it happens before we know it. And what I really am such a big encourager of, and I never used to do this, I was never a dreamer naturally. My daughter is the biggest dreamer on the planet. And I so encourage people to dream more and to really just think about what you want your life to look like. Because if we don't think about what we want our lives to look like, and there's a saying by Abe Lincoln, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And if we don't create our future, it's just going to happen. And life is going to happen. And even though we maybe think everything is okay, I've experienced with my own mom as she became not able to take care of herself, what happens and what the expenses are of, you know, different ages and stages in life. I mean, I just think there's so many things that we bury our head in the sand and don't think about. But if we could start thinking about them now, there are really great options, and options give us freedom. So I am so about just having conversations about this topic, about what we want to create and what are our options. Because I think a lot of people think their option is to be a coach that seems to be the thing that I'm running into. A lot of people fall into that category. And, you know, well, why would you, you know, what would somebody say to the difference between, you know, being a coach or being in network marketing, or, you know, whatever options. I'd love to know what options people are considering and be able to do an apples to apples comparison so that you are able to make a more informed decision. And so that was a long rant off the topic. You asked me about our podcast. And yes, we do have, I'm so passionate about this subject because I get where people are. I get thinking this is something you would never in a bazillion years do over my dead body is what I used to say. And here I am. I've become the cheerleader for this. And so because of that passion, you know, we wrote our books, but then now we've also started a podcast called MLM You Decide, because I want people to decide for themselves. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything, but what I do, I am an advocate of clarity. I'm an advocate of information and having your questions answered. And the challenge for most people with the topic of network marketing is that they don't have anybody that's a neutral, unbiased source to talk to, because the person that is talking to them about it is trying to recruit them into their business. And so that person is an objective. I'm objective. Our books are objective. The Flip-Flop CEO and Does It She Fit are objective resources to evaluate what this is and what this isn't. And that's why I love talking to people about this, because I just want people to be informed. And that's what MLM You Decide is all about too.
It is. And I've got both your books and they're great. And they are, they just, you know, they don't talk about a specific company. They talk about, you know, the levels of network marketing and how it's different than a job and all those things. But, you know, you're going back to options. You know, I think that I know my daughter doesn't think this way at all. She's 30 something. But for us older gals in the baby boomer generation, we think we have two options. We have a job and then we have Social Security. We don't think beyond that. If you're lucky like me, I have two IRAs so that when I'm 72 or whatever, I can start getting money out of those. But we don't think about all the other options that are available. One of the ways I use network marketing is, for those of you who follow me on YouTube, I've been talking about my whole plant, whole food, plant-based lifestyle now. And I take my products that work with that and I talk about them. So there's like this other stream with this passion that I have. So getting back, you know, to life coaching or coaching or whatever, I am a certified coach in two areas. So what I love about the products I use is I can take them and see if they fit with my clients. And if not, great. So we need to really start thinking outside the box with our options, because I don't know about you, but I did not work. I stayed home for like, gosh, almost 12 years with my kids as they were growing up. I didn't draw Social Security during that time, which I think is a crock of crap, but you know, because that's hard work. I didn't draw any Social Security. So my Social Security is going to be pretty dismal, to be honest with you, because of that lack of those years that I didn't work. And then I ran away from home and, you know, I didn't work then either. So, you know, we just really need to start thinking beyond what we think just to be true, especially as we get older. There's more options out there.
And it's really smart. I know that you've done this, Shelley, and it's really, really smart is to have multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what 2020 really taught a lot of people is, first of all, have a plan B before you need it. Don't have all of your options, all of your eggs in one basket, and have multiple streams of income. So if one stops, the other ones are still going. Yeah. And that what you just described is a really great way to incorporate a network marketing business into a coaching practice, or into if you're a trainer, or I mean, lots of different things, because you recommend products anyways. You know, if you're talking to people about fitness or health, or, you know, if you're a, a, a consultant, an image consultant, you're talking to people about looking a certain way, you're going to recommend products anyways. So why not recommend products that you have tried yourself, that you really believe in, that you know are good, and that you're going to get a thank you check that creates another additional income stream. I'm not saying just sign up with a bunch of companies and get paid by companies that of products that you don't even really like. Yeah. But the thing that's, you know, about network marketing is you're going to become a brand ambassador of products that you really like. And, you know, if we're all going to do that anyways, we're going to recommend a restaurant or a movie or a book or whatever, why not get a thank you check for it? That's happening more and more. It's becoming more, you know, being a, what's it called when people wear clothes and they get money for it? Or they, you know, they get affiliate. Like there's all of these now affiliate marketing options. It's really, you know, this is becoming something that people are doing more. It's just when we put it into that category of network marketing, it gets a bad rap. So.
Yeah. And you know, you don't even have to be like, I am never going to be a health and fitness coach. First of all, it's too much work. It's just not my wheelhouse, but I like talking about my experiences. So you don't even have to be a coach. You could talk about your experience and then also do that. And I agree, you know, I was lucky in that I worked in an industry where I was protected and I didn't lose my job, which would have been devastating for my, you know, yearly income. But I know a lot of people that were. And it just sort of like blindsided a lot of people because now you've got to pivot. So I hope that because I don't think things are going to get better in terms of, you know, it's not the 1950s anymore. I don't think things in the world are going to be necessarily, you know, hunky dory. We're going to be, you know, nice and calm as we move along. But I think having a plan B is good. So what would you do if another 2020 happened? What would you do if you lost, you know, and you lost your job or your Social Security is going to be dismal like mine is, or, you know, your spouse dies and doesn't leave any insurance, or your mother gets sick and all of a sudden you're forking out thousands of dollars a month to take care of her. You know, what's that plan going to be? And the good thing is you'll have a plan so that you'll have extra income to do that. And hopefully these bad things won't happen, but you still got this plan. That's, right. I think is a great thing to have. I have lots of streams of income. I have a Patreon account for my podcast. I do affiliate marketing on my website. If you go to my website, I have things that says products I love. You know, I recommend podcast, and it's not everything. Like I don't have camping equipment on my website because I don't camp, but I have like social media marketing. I have, tech for podcasters because I'm a podcaster. I have my products on there because I use those products and I love them. So there's just so, oh my gosh, people, there's just so many things that you could do with other options and in particular network marketing. So.
Yeah, there are lots of options, but it's really important to begin again with thinking about what you want to create. Because if you're trying to create a retirement plan that you didn't think about early enough in your life to create, which is really what I was looking for, I'm looking for ongoing income. I'm looking for a sweat equity retirement plan. And that's what I found. This is a sweat equity retirement plan that you can work on it now to be paid for years and years to come. I think what can happen in network marketing is that too many people have too high of expectations about what they can create in the short run, and they have too low of expectations about what they can create in the long run, mm-hmm. because it is a bit of a delayed gratification scenario. But again, it's so important to make a plan that is personal to you because not everybody's goals are the same. Some people need right now money, you know, an extra $1,000 a month right now would save the day. some people are looking for $10,000 a month, you know, 5 years from now. So whatever it is that you're looking for, your business plan, your activity is going to be different. And that's not how most people approach network marketing. Most people approach it, they kind of get drug in by their friend. They go, they kind of just start half-assed, for lack of a better term, doing it in that way, almost treating it like it's this little side thing or like a hobby, and they don't ever get anywhere with it. So it's, you need to have, you know, a mentor, you need to have someone that is able to help you evaluate what you're looking for and help you get into the activity that's going to create what it is that you need.
Yeah, that's very true. I actually switched network marketing companies because I wanted exactly what you're talking about, Janine. But here's the thing is that I am still getting checks from the other company, even though I'm not doing anything, because I had built up such a customer base. And I will continue to get those checks, even though I'm not actively in that company. But since I met you and have been talking about this with you, is that my mindset has shifted to that this can be something more than just me selling, makeup to my friends and stuff. Because a lot of times we live in the nooks and crannies of our lives. You know, we're like, oh, we got this thing here. It's going to be in the nook and cranny of our lives. And it's like becomes like a second job then. You know, instead of working with individuals that can help you really develop a network and a plan for exactly what you're talking about.
Well, and I love what you mentioned, because once you've had a taste of being paid over and over again for work that you did a long time ago, when all you've experienced in your life was a job, or being self-employed where you're trading time for money, where if you don't show up, you don't get the check. Once you've experienced that ongoing residual income, you can never go back. I mean, you just can't do that same old thing again, because you know what's possible. So you wanna keep creating things, and you've managed to figure out a lot of different ways to create, you know, like affiliate type income, which is brilliant. And it's available to all of us. It's just that it takes making it happen.
It does. It does. And I think that's a great point you bring up, because we are so accustomed to going to work and getting a paycheck. We go to work, it's like instant gratification. You know, I get paid twice a month, you know, but with my network marketing, I get a little thing that pings up and says, dude, there's money in your account like every week or so. So, you know, but we get into this mindset like, well, I've started this whatever option for me and I'm not getting paid immediately, but that's your mindset. You know, you have to give all these opportunities a chance and not just say after 3 weeks, well, I don't have a big paycheck, so I'm done. One of the things I really like about your podcast, Janine, is the people you interview who aren't just network marketers. And one that really sticks out to me is Dr. Danielle Daniels, who I'm going to try to get on my show. But what I loved about her, Janine, was she's so mission driven. So she took her passion for working with at-risk kids, her therapy company, and used that alongside network marketing. So she was able to create this foundation to help the at-risk people that she works with. I mean, how brilliant. I'm like, I'm going to be that girl. Because I've always wanted to start this foundation to provide resources to women over 50 who are going back to school or who are in, you know, distress situations and stuff. And when I listened to that podcast, I was like, that's it. I am in. Because you can take your mission or your passion or whatever it is that you really want to do. You know, if you want to start a foundation for, you know, horse rescue farms or whatever, you know, I just loved how she married her mission and passion with her network marketing company she's in.
Exactly. She's such an amazing young woman, and she exemplifies exactly what happens. I don't think we've ever interviewed anybody on our podcast that is successful in network marketing that went out looking for network marketing. Everybody had a perception of it that was very, very different than it actually found it actually to be. And Danielle's story is the same one. She had a friend that she went to college with that kept trying to get her into her network marketing business. And Danielle thought, why is she doing that? She's a person. Why would she tell me that? Because Danielle has her PhD. And, you know, she was working in this career that had these, that was in a box. Because we get stuck on what we think the solution is going to look like. We get so conditioned to believe that it's going to look this way that we don't see all the other options that are right in front of us. And so when she finally got over the fact that this is just this little thing that she thought it was and really stepped into learning more about the possibility, she found a way to incorporate the products into her practice. And she became so wildly successful that she is, you know, was able to create this nonprofit. She helps so many more people than she would have ever been able to help in her little cubicle where she was working before. And so, but that's why it's so important to really think, you know, like I love what you're saying, Shelley, that you want to create this, you want to help women over 50 in these ways. I think if we could just, if I can encourage everyone to just say, in my wildest dreams, my life would look this way. And really, in your wildest dreams, let yourself dream. I think we don't do that because we're afraid to, because we think we can never have what we want. But first, we have to think about what we would really have with limitations.
Yes. Preach it, sister, because I talk about this all the time along with habits. You go where your thoughts go. If you think that if you think you cannot do this, if you think you can't create a foundation, if you think you can't, whatever, well, then you can't, because you've already decided not to pursue that or even try it, you know? So that is so true. So I, you know, encourage any, you know, coaches or any person who's, you know, build, you know, any entrepreneur who has this business, who has a mission beyond their one-on-one clients, to, you know, have a conversation with us, you know, leave a message down below or contact one of us. We would be happy to chat with you about the opportunity. And Janine, I never had any objections. I think it's network marketing is the best thing in the world. My friend was like, you want to do this? And I'm like, sure, let's do it. You know, of course I made sure I liked the products first. She gave me some and I tried them. I didn't have any objections. So I don't know how unbiased I am. I just think it's the best thing in the world. So Janine's probably a really good person to have a conversation about, you know, objections or various things like that, because she wrote the book on it basically.
I love, love, love hearing objections. I love hearing what people are really thinking, because you can't address it if you don't know what somebody is thinking. I had an email from a gal yesterday that was, I've talked to about the business, and she finally just said exactly specifically what her concern was. And it was like, yay, now I can help you walk you through that and address that. So, you know, get your questions, get your concerns addressed, and don't worry. There's no strings attached. It's not like, we're going to try to talk you into something. I think, again, a lot of people have had that experience. And so they think it's really nice to have a place that you can go, that you can ask whatever you want to ask and just get your questions answered. And not feel obligated in any way.
I mean, I get messages every day, and I am such a laid back person. I support people, but I do, you know, I've been a very successful fundraiser. I've like raised millions of dollars for not-for-profit programs. And I've done it in a way that where I can teach other people to build relationships without being a nag or annoying about it. But I tell you what, Janine, I get so many messages a day from people. And I hate to say this, but I have to quit replying because then it's just this constant hounding. I don't do that because I can't stand it. If you tell me, you know, no, leave me alone, I'm like, okay.
Or the fake friends, the people yeah. that, you know, are all of a sudden, you know, wanting to be your friend. I mean, I've had so many of those recently where somebody wants to be your friend just so that they can like ask you a couple of questions to, you know, I want to just say, get to the punchline. I know, you know, we have nothing in common. You just chose me. I know that you have an agenda. Just let's get it over with. And
let's get it over with. Let's end the pain right now.
Exactly. I mean, I just think that I don't know. I think maybe somebody out there is teaching that method.
They do. They do.
And yeah. It's sad because it's obvious to me. If you're not really sincerely interested in becoming friends with somebody, then don't friend them just because you want to sell them something or, you know, bring them into your business. I just think that's so unattractive.
Yeah. So in other words, Janine and I do not do that. So you don't have to worry about that objection at all. So,
and I have met a couple of really great women in this group, I got to say, but only because there was some reason that I really wanted to know who they were, not because of, you know, my business. So,
yeah. Anyway. You know, and you know, that's another great thing too, is like I talked about earlier, is that just the opportunities, not only for meeting other women that this has provided me, but also just all the personal development, because you have to really step outside your comfort zone. You know, even though I've been asking people for decades for money, it was always for like a mission that was well established or for an organization. You know, it wasn't for something I was doing personally that benefited me. So even though I had that experience, this was a different area for me. Like I really had to step outside my comfort zone. And so once you step outside your comfort zone in one area, everything else just becomes so much easier. He's like, well, I did this, so now I can do this. Because once you get on the other side of that fear, it's like, what was I so afraid of? You know, what was I so scared of?
Well, and that brings up another good point. I think, yes, we have to step outside of our comfort zone, and we don't have to do something that is not authentic to us.
Exactly. Yeah.
People think if they agree to this, they're going to have to do this thing that somebody says, like, you know, messaging people. It is so important to always be authentic and always be genuine and always do things that make you feel good about yourself and that you would do, you know, that you would do with anyone. And so it's really important. Don't be afraid that you're going to have to start doing things that are not you. You may do things that you've never done before and that are stepping outside of your comfort zone, because you're creating, if you want to create something you have never had, you have to do something you've never done. That doesn't mean it's going to be something that you would hate doing. So that's important too.
Yeah. And you know, if you do, if anything that you do, but in particular network marketing, if someone does something one way, like I like to do Facebook Lives. If you don't like to do Facebook Lives, it's going to show. If you're, you know, if you're not doing something that's authentically you, I know women who just like to call people on the phone and say, hey, I want you to do this with me. Well, that's a little scary for me. You know, I like sometimes more the indirect things, but it comes across if you're not doing things that are authentically you. First of all, you're just going to quit because you're like, I just, this isn't me. I just can't do this. And then people are going to see that.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, for me, what I need is to be a solution provider. The thing that feels authentic to me is to really know that I have listened to that person. So that's why it doesn't work for me to ever be, you know, like cold calling, if you will, or just, you know, hey, do this with me to anybody that's breathing. I really want to know a person, and I really want to know that that they have some kind of distance between where they are and where they want to be, or they have some kind of issue that I can be a possible solution for. So that's my thing. That's the thing that it takes for me to be authentic. But for everybody, it's different. So, you know, I mean, you can get on Facebook and do that like a rock star, Shelly. You're amazing. I'm not good at Facebook Lives. I'm just too nervous about the whole putting the whole thing together. I'm not a techie person. But for people that are, oh my gosh, you know, then incorporate that into the way that you show up in the business.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I encourage everybody to, you know, if you listen to this and have questions, please, you know, let us know, reach out to us, put a question down below. Even if it's, you know, about to lose my microphone here. Really about to lose my microphone now.
It still sounds good.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay, people. That's what happens when I get overexcited. I get my foot tangled up in my microphone cord. Just reach out to us or put the comments down below, and we would be happy to chat. Do you have any parting words for us, words of wisdom for us, Janine, before we head off?
Just really think about today, what you want your life to look like. Start thinking about it. Read the post by Seth Godin, and, you know, let us know what you want to know about. I would love to do one of these with everything you were afraid you wanted to know about network marketing, but were afraid to ask. I mean, if you've always just wanted to voice, you know, all of the things that you're thinking in your head and hear, you know, what maybe the other side of the story is, oh, I would love to do that. Just let us know how we can help you.
Is that something we could like do in the post here? Would that be okay? Or
yeah,
how do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we could, I'll ask that. I'll put that in the top of the post, you know, like, do you have questions that you need answered, or what are things that you've heard, or ask Janine,
yeah,
ask Janine anything.
I would love that.
We can gather those up and perhaps offer some solutions or suggestions or ideas or stuff. Okay, friends. Well, I could just like talk about this for 2 hours, but I know people don't like to be on video or, you know, sitting for that long listening to things. So I think we're going to go ahead and the cool thing is I'm going to turn this into a podcast. As always, I turn everything into a podcast, Janine. So
yay, you are so smart.
Well, thank you. I have a brilliant idea on occasion. So seriously, it was great chatting with you. Please, please, please feel free to reach out to either one of us. Drop your comments, questions, objections, suggestions, thoughts down below in the comments, and Janine and I will definitely follow up with you. Okay, friends, until next time, have a great, what is today?
Saturday.
Okay. So here's talk about techie is I have to figure out how to stop this live stream. So we're not going in perpetuity, but I think I figured it out. So once again, talk to you later, friends. Oh my gosh.